The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, as you've been hearing, a young boy and his father, whose bodies were found dead at separate properties in Dublin yesterday, have been named. Our chief reporter, Barry White, is on the line. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Postmortems are expected to be carried out today, which will then lead on the investigation.
Yeah, Pat, postmortems are due to be carried out, like you say, at some point later today after the bodies of Oisin O'Reilly, who recently just turned 12, and his father, 48-year-old Wayne O'Reilly, were found at separate properties at Leyland Road in Clondalkin and in Cherry Orchard yesterday. While the postmortems will determine the course of the Garda investigation, it's believed that this is a case of murder and suicide, and Garda are not looking for anyone else at this time. Now, details of this murder-suicide began to emerge early yesterday morning, Pat, after Gardaí and emergency services were called to a house at Cherrywood Drive in Ballyfermot. Wayne O'Reilly's body was found in a shed at the back of that property. There were then follow-up investigations quickly carried out at another property connected to him at Leyland Road in Clondalkin. And there, the body of little Wayne O'Reilly was found. It's understood that he suffered a violent death.
And Barry, Tusla have confirmed that Oisin and Wayne O'Reilly were known to them.
Yeah, Pat, in a statement released yesterday evening, Tusla confirmed that the father and son were known to them. However, Oisin O'Reilly was not in the care of the state. Tusla said the death of a child is a tragedy and said that their thoughts are with the family, all of those who knew him in the local community at this difficult time. The agency said it was continuing to engage with Gardaí as they conduct their investigation and that it would not be appropriate to comment further at this time.
Now, it's been revealed that Barry Wayne and Oisin O'Reilly had been reported missing in October of last year after Gardaí had issued a missing persons report.
Yeah, so like you say, Pat, this missing persons alert was issued for the father and son last October. Gardaí said they were located 2 days later. Now, at around that time, concerns had been raised about Wayne O'Reilly's frame of mind and his mental health, and that he had made threats to cause harm to his son in the past. Now, several people locally told me yesterday that Wayne O'Reilly had suffered mental health problems in recent years. However, he did seem well in the period that followed October, and he did continue to have access to his son over the last few months. Now, Pat, I think it's fair to assume that Tusla is now likely to face questions about what interactions they may have had with the family in the 3 months since, or in the months since the October missing persons alert.
Now, the reaction of locals and neighbours yesterday, because it must be absolutely devastating for anyone who knew this family.
Yeah, look, shock, sadness, disbelief, numbness, Pat. I think there's always just devastation when a child dies like this. I spoke to several locals who knew the father and son yesterday evening, and they really could not get their head around what had happened. In Clondalkin yesterday evening, a number of people came to lay flowers at the scene. At one point, I saw a young boy. He looked no older than 12. A friend of Oisin's laying flowers at the scene, and one neighbour in Clondalkin made the point to me that this young boy who was laying flowers, you would sometimes have seen him in the past out playing in the street with Oisin, but here he was yesterday laying flowers, paying respects to his friend who had died in such a terrible way. While a number of other parents of children who were friends of Oisin's also laid flowers as well yesterday evening. I spoke to Tracy. Her son was friends with Oisin, and she was laying sunflowers at the scene yesterday evening.
Just my son would have been friends of Oisin, really. That's basically how we would have known Oisin. I personally would have known Wayne from growing up when we were younger, but other than that,
you're just here to lay flowers and pay your respects.
Yeah, it's just something bright. Even it's just dark and miserable today, and it's dark and miserable down there, so just something bright and cheerful. Just
it must be such a shock, especially for your son as well, who's very young.
Devastating, yeah. Even my son, when I had to tell him when he came to school today, he said, well, that's my mood ruined for today.
When did you hear the news? It must have been a shock when you found out who it was.
I found out earlier this morning, yeah, from my uncle. And, obviously we knew straight away who it was. So.
How do you tell your son news like that?
I didn't know how to tell him. But my uncle actually said to me, his daughter goes to the school here, and she would have piled around on the road as well with Oisin and my son. And he says, how will I go about telling her? And I said, I don't know if they're going to tell them. My son doesn't go to this school. He goes outside this day. Unless they're going to do it from here, I don't know. Or I said, he's just going to have to tell her in whatever way you see fit.
And Barry, the Department of Education, they will come on board with psychological help.
Yeah, Pat, and look, as you heard Tracy saying there, that parents of friends of Oisin do have concerns about how their children are going to deal with this. And the Department of Education have said that teams from the National Educational and Psychological Services will be on ground today. They were also on ground yesterday, supporting staff and the school community where Oisin was a pupil. And that school where Oisin was a pupil actually closed yesterday afternoon as well.
Now, if you've been impacted by the content of this item, you can contact the Samaritans on 116 123. Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.